Hi everyone, welcome to this podcast. Today, we will be interviewing midwives, and this is part one of a 4-series episodes of Midwives. Today, we are going to interview Donna and Stephanie from Gentle Beginnings Birth Center. Miss Donna has been a midwife for 41 years, and Miss Stephanie is a new midwife. Please enjoy. What do you guys most enjoy about midwife?
Oh, the connection with people. I love seeing babies born, but I love also being part of the process with the couples, or with the mom, depending on what the situation is.
Yeah.
But I love being a mom, and a lot of the women that I deal with need a mom.
Yes.
You know, or they need a big sister. I'm a little old for a big sister these days, but I just enjoy people's connection.
Yes.
Yeah. My favorite sound is the heartbeat, baby's heartbeat.
Yes.
Yes, I love the baby's heartbeat.
Yes.
Do you guys have sonographers here?
We do. We have one, and she's here by appointment.
Oh, nice.
In fact, you probably saw her. She has on the kind of orangey-looking sweater, really blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
That's Robin.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she does a really good job.
That is very cool.
Yes.
How many children do you have?
I have two. They're grown.
Grandchildren.
Five grandchildren.
Wow.
Five great-grandchildren.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I am rich with children.
Did you deliver some of them?
I delivered all my grandbabies. Yes.
Oh, that's special.
Yes. My very favorite births were those. Yeah.
That's got to be special. Very special. What advice would you give to somebody who wants to be pregnant?
Clean up your diet. Clean up your lifestyle. Make sure that if you're planning a pregnancy, make sure you are as healthy as you can be before that happens.
Yeah.
If you have a choice in that.
Yeah, because you want to be at your top,
exactly.
Your best, because you're bringing a new life and you want them to have a great start.
Very important.
Exactly. What advice would you give to somebody who wants to become a midwife?
To do exactly what you've done. Research it. Ask questions. Make sure that it's in your heart. It's not just what you think you'd like to do, but this is a passion. This mm-hmm. is something I get to do that I love. Whether I make money at it or not,
mm-hmm.
this is my passion.
Yeah.
What books and stuff would you guys recommend?
My favorite book, probably for the way I practice, is Heart and Hands.
Mm-hmm. And who writes that one?
Pen.
It's
Robin has my phone.
We can Google
it.
Yeah,
you can Google it, but it's called Heart and Hands, and it would be a very easy book for you to read.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can. It's a good book. It's easy to read. It's not over the top medical, but it's medical enough.
Okay.
It's more about traditional midwifery, which is what I like.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to be a nurse midwife. I was an RN, I retired my license, but I asked the Lord, when my husband passed away and I had the money, I could have gone to midwifery school. And he said, no, you're doing what I've called you to do, which is home births. And, you know, but I didn't need the letters after my name. What I needed was what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you can do that because you were an RN, is that why you're able to do the home births and everything too?
No, I'm one of the few RNs.
Oh.
You don't have to be an RN to do this.
Okay. Okay.
You just need to have, there is an educational program now.
Yes.
When I started so long ago, there wasn't.
Oh, nice.
And it was like, you sign a 3x5 card that you're going to file birth certificates, and that was about it.
Oh, nice.
So I'm glad to see the education is much more complete than that.
I was going to ask that. I was like, do you prefer it now that it's regulated a bit?
I prefer most of it. I feel like we're going too far into the medical thing, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I'm a traditional midwife. I don't want to do a lot of interventions. I don't want to do a lot of unnecessary testing. I don't want to put people in categories of, oh, you're high risk because you're 35.
Yes.
Things that the medical profession does.
Mm-hmm. Routinely.
Sometimes they teach too much instead of letting it be more natural. So
some of the regulation is good because people are actually learning what to do with people's bodies and not hurt them.
Right.
But some of it is too much.
Yeah. You're so right.
Do you guys use herbal teas or like essential oils and things like that?
Oh, yes, yes.
What would be one you highly recommend?
For what?
Maybe for postpartum.
For postpartum? Depends on the issue. We use a lot of herbal teas. Red raspberry tea is really good, both before you have the baby and after.
Mm-hmm.
I use essential oils for whatever issue there is.
There are so many.
Yeah. And if nothing else, they smell good.
There are some
good books that talk about herbs and their use in pregnancy and birth, so you can learn more specifically.
Yeah. My favorite one is an old one called Herbally Yours.
Okay.
And it's about this thick, and it says this is the herb, and this is what it's used for, and then there's another section, this is the disease process, and this is what the herbs, which herbs you can use for it. So,
it kind of
catches both ways.
Yeah.
Then the essential oil book is about this thick, you know, like a big telephone book. Homeopathy is another thing we use. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay. You are the smartest girl I've talked to in I don't know how long.
I know. I'm almost glad she wants to be a nurse midwife because I'm thinking...
You
train her.
That's what I was going to ask you when you're finished asking all your questions. I have a couple.
Wait, I have a question.
I can?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I have. Well, this part questions for me then.
Well, then ask. Oh, no, you're saying my question's fine. Okay, good. Yes, baby. Do you have a question?
Just one.
Okay, go for it.
Is it riskier to get pregnant when you're like 38 or 37?
It depends on what your lifestyle is like.
Healthy.
I feel like you're asking for me.
Okay, if the mother is healthy, she eats well, she's not a smoker, if she's not on a lot of medications,
none,
then she should be fine.
That's mommy.
I feel like that was a setup question.
She's vegan. We're all vegan.
We are. Which works better for my body? Like I was telling them, I was like, don't think that just the one lifestyle or another is better.
Mm-hmm.
But for my body, it was because we're both highly lactose intolerant anyway.
Yes.
And my body had a hard time digesting beef.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I gave that up in college, and just like that progression for me, I feel better.
So it sounds like you're very self-aware and taking good care of yourself and make good choices. So you'd be the perfect candidate to have a baby.
They would love for me to have another one.
So, I think that's your decision.
It is. They would love it, but they're like, see, Mom, we've done the research. It's fine. There's an increased risk of having twins. I'm like, yes. Well,
all those things would.
Thank you all very much.
You know, there are a couple of things that you have to be aware of.
Yes.
But
because I'm sure it would be different than when I had the two of them. I was still in my 20s when I had both of them. So. You do. You're a wonderful child.
You have like two home midwives.
Right.
I know.
A midwife. She doesn't like the baby like pushing it out of the blood, and she doesn't like that.
Her stomach's a little unsettled for the that side of it.
But
she's all about it.
They call me a
guy. I understand that.
We do.
Yes. I do. Well, I went through a very short season when the midwife who I was apprenticing with, she passed away unexpectedly.
Oh.
And so I had to ask myself the question of, well, maybe this is the end of my pursuit of midwifery. You know, maybe I can be a birth doula. But the thought of not having my hands on and even drawing blood. I love doing all of it.
Yes.
And the thought of having to have my hands off of that part of the process was just devastating to me. So I was so thrilled when Donna scooped me up and brought me under her wing and allowed me to continue my training under her.
That's special.
So it is.
But
you know in your heart whether that's, you know, it isn't just birth for birth's sake. It's really the midwife is in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was later in my life when I got to call that out.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to raise my 6 kids first.
Yes.
And God's perfect timing. He's got a plan.
I feel like that.
I want 15 kids.
That's
15. 15.
She says she wants 15.
That's how about one at a time? Time?
Yeah, just one at a time, but not 15 minutes.
Well, twins every now and then, I think, would be helpful to reach that goal.
Yeah, right.
Even triplets would be nice.
That would be interesting. Triplets are a little hard on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That increases the risk of the pregnancy, for sure.
And having it early. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, because there's more bodies and they're growing, so sometimes it's harder to carry them.
Like, six is, that's rarer, and then it's like, you gotta have it like 24 weeks.
Well, you hopefully carry them longer than that.
Hopefully, maybe to 30 weeks.
It's a real challenge.
Yeah.
Twins are sometimes no big deal, sometimes they are, but.
Okay.
One at a time in nice, orderly fashion.
Yes, that's worked for us.
Yeah.
So my question was, you had mentioned something about midwifery, and it's a question that I've had because I know her. I believe I see her heart for midwifery and for women's wellness and that. And I've been on the technical, formal side of studying medicine, and I just don't want her to be inundated with a bunch of information that kind of strips the heart of her calling. Does that make sense?
Yes, very much.
Okay. Very much. So how do we, can you elaborate just a little bit on like the difference, like specifically what a professional midwife can do versus like a CNM or whoever, what those differences are?
We're limited in, we can't prescribe medications at the moment.
Okay.
There are some we have standing orders for, like Pitocin and IVs, you know, if we have a hemorrhage or something.
Right.
Right now we have really good relationships with a doctor that writes our orders. We have CNMs that will take transfers for us or transports.
Okay.
But the main difference is they can prescribe things we can't.
Gotcha.
They work in hospitals, we can't.
Okay.
But, and I'm glad that we have them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we need what they have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
But for healthy women, normal pregnancy, I like our approach better, the way it is now. I'm not sure how long it's going to stay that way.
Yes.
In, you know, you're very self-aware. Mm-hmm. Okay, you guide me in this pregnancy. You know how you feel.
Yeah.
I know the general things about women.
Right.
And I'm pretty good at what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But you know you.
Right.
And so if I can partner with you or with the mom in what she wants and what she feels and what she thinks and her intuition,
yes,
we work really well together.
Yes.
And I don't know that they have some of that, I think, maybe trained out of them, but there are a number of them that are very much like me.
Okay.
And, you know, their hands are more tied than mine in some areas.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was wondering.
Yes. Yeah.
About
they have
that.
To have backup physician, a physician backup. They
okay.
have to.
Okay.
I don't.
Got it. Okay.
But they work in hospitals. I don't.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know what I kind of can equate it to? When you're a spirit-filled Christian and you go to a secular college, can you still be a spirit-filled Christian? Yes, you can.
You can, yeah.
So if natural birth is your passion, you can still go the medical route without having that destroyed. You just need to guard it. It's like guard your heart above all things.
It takes a little more effort to do that.
Yeah, and so you're learning things, and there's always going to be the balance. But I think that if that's ingrained in you, the natural approach, natural childbirth, so even as you take the medical route, becoming a nurse first and becoming a nurse midwife, you can do it with a grain of salt. Is that the right expression? You know, just...
You balance. Take what you're learning with a grain of salt, kind of just balance it out.
And
then
you can still have your... An osteopath is a medical doctor, but with a more natural approach.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like being an osteopathic nurse midwife. You know, you're going to lean towards the holistic, the natural, but still with the classical education.
Right.
You have to answer the test questions right.
Right.
Which may not be what's in your heart.
Right.
Exactly.
But you can learn that. And then you can...
Pump and dump is what I used to say.
Yes, 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 that
one. Yes. So, okay, that's good to know. Because I did wonder that, because I know there are, like, once you become certified, once you get their certifications, there are things, like you said, that tie your hands.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wondered how much that would limit what mm-hmm. she would be able to do mm-hmm. if she went that route.
Now we have, there are some CNMs in the area that have out of hospital birthing centers.
Okay.
Or they do some home births.
Mm-hmm. So they are still
They're
able
still
to do
in
that.
Their practice.
Okay.
They do have the limitation of having to have backup.
Got it. So even in the home births, they have to have a physician.
They have to have access to one.
Okay, got yeah. it. Okay.
And it's gotten so much easier. You know, mm-hmm. when I first started, they wouldn't even talk to you. The doctors mm-hmm. wouldn't even talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to transport someone in, and my client would be treated badly because she wanted to birth out of the hospital. You
right,
know?
Yeah.
And it's gotten much, much easier now.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So the relationships are better.
Yes.
Good.
Yes. When the nurse midwives started coming into the hospitals, it made a difference. So midwife is not a dirty word anymore. It
yes.
used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Hippie, you
yeah.
know.
yes.
Beads and braids and, you know.
That's
all,
right.
Yeah. That was the image for midwife.
Yes. Homeschoolers too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Yes, I homeschooled my 6 children, so I understand.
Yes.
Barefoot and pregnant and homeschooling and what?
Right. exactly. Well, that's good to know.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to hear more of this, please comment down below. And also go check out my Featured Midwives Instagram page. Till next time, bye-bye.